the reports right now anywhere from 4 to 5% of most companies' marketing budget is attributed towards search. But definitely smaller companies, the ones that are a lot more nimble and have limited resources, they're realizing that their best bang for the buck is to go with a search engine marketing campaign and certainly search engine optimization.
This is PodTech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and today on Marketing Voices, I have Andy Beal, who is a blogging and search engine optimization marketing consultant and is really considered to be one of the world's most respected online marketing experts. And I came to hear about Andy through Jeremiah Awang here at PodTech, and then researched Andy a lot, and it was very impressive. So I'm excited to have him on the show. He's been cited by many top press vehicles all over the world in terms of being an expert. He's worked with companies like Motorola and Lowe's and NBC. So he's got a lot to offer here in terms of talking about search engine optimization. So, Andy, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's a pleasure to be on the show, and I'm looking forward to sharing a little bit about search engine optimization with your listeners.
Great. Well, let's just start out by defining it. Give me a definition that's short, relatively short, and hopefully easy to understand.
The best way to think of search engine optimization is a two-part process. One is really making your website more readily found by the search engines such as Google and Yahoo. So it's removing any barriers, any technical items, any coding, anything that prevents the search engines from fully getting to your content and indexing that content and basically finding all of the pages on your site. The second aspect is that once we allow the search engines to find all of that great content that's on your site, we want to demonstrate to them that it's the most relevant content in that particular field, in that particular theme. So that, for example, if you're selling computer products, and the Google Spider comes to your site and is looking to find, what's the best content for, Google-related search terms that I should show a visitor to Google. We're trying to help the search engines to understand that this is what your content is about. And if someone searches for desktop computers and you happen to sell desktop computers on your website, we really want Google to understand that you're the best resource for that, and therefore you're going to show up higher in the search engine results for that particular query. So it's a two-part process, making sure that we can make sure the site is found by the search engines and then also kind of feeding them some very relevant targeted content so that you can actually appear higher in the search engine results and then benefit from all the millions of people each day that are actually searching for products and services using Google, Yahoo, and MSN and all of the other search engines.
So how do you really begin to implement SEO into your marketing program?
Well, there's so many different things that you can do in a search engine optimization campaign, but really there's a good foundation that you can put in place. The first one is a good site structure. So, understanding that the search engines are a very basic program. They don't have the intelligence of a human visitor. So when the search engine sends its spider to look at your content, it really can't understand, flash imagery or video content. It has a hard time with certain types of languages like JavaScript. So it's really just making sure that you understand that when a search engine comes to your site, very limited in terms of what it can take away from that. So understanding, that making sure that your site is, has great just content in terms of plain old text on the site that describes your products or services, that's definitely a good start. Another thing is really making sure that it's targeted. So understanding your audience and who you're trying to reach to and getting a better idea as to what would they search for in Google that would bring them to your site and then act as a conversion, whether that's buying a product or whether that's visiting a physical store or calling a toll-free number. Understanding the search queries that a typical searcher would type into Google so that you can better target that content on your site to really show to the search engines that, look, if anybody is searching for this particular key phrase, this keyword, here's all of our great content. This is how you can find it. It's highly relevant, and therefore, it deserves to be at the top. There's so many different things that you can do. It's understanding, your web analytics so that you can look at where people are visiting on the site and where they're converting and where they're not. There's getting great links into the site. So every time someone links to your site, it's almost like a vote in the eyes of the search engine. So the better quality links that you get and the more links that you get pointing to your site, the more likely Google's going to recognize that, you know, perhaps they should put you at the top of their results because you've got, you've got great sites pointing to you, whether that's a Wall Street Journal article or whether that's an article off of the homepage of Yahoo's website. It's really just getting an understanding of, you know, does this site have great content and are enough people voting for it? So that's kind of really the basics. But there's a lot of small, fine details as well, and that's why it's really useful to either, you know, bring somebody on board or to use a search engine optimization firm because they understand all the little nuances.
That's where I was going to go. So how many corporations have people on board that you're coming across?
Well, the thing with a lot of corporations is they're not necessarily hiring a full complement of search engine optimization professionals internally. What typically tends to happen is that, especially when a company is first starting to kind of consider search engine optimization, they'll typically go out and they'll look for, you know, a third-party provider, search engine optimization firm, maybe interview two or three firms, and then maybe start off small just to get a feel for it and understand if it's going to benefit them or not. In the meantime, you know, a lot of firms do decide, well, we have somebody that's in charge of our marketing or somebody that's in charge of our technical, of our website content. And maybe that person gets put in charge to kind of liaise with the search engine optimization firm just to actually facilitate any changes that might need to be made to the website content and any changes to the text on a page or just to kind of be a liaison. And then I think what we're starting to see more of now is we're starting to see firms actually hiring individuals that do have search engine optimization or at the wider range search engine marketing experience. And search engine marketing covers both optimization and paid search management, such as Google AdWords or Yahoo Search Marketing. But they tend to bring somebody on that has a very good, you know, a pretty good understanding of it, can implement some of the things themselves, but still needs the resources of someone, some firm externally or a consultant externally. And then we're only just starting to see bigger companies that are really bringing on, you know, two or three or, you know, full complement of search engine marketers into as part of an in-house team. And I think as the industry continues to grow, we're going to see more and more companies realizing that search is one of the most cost-effective ways to bring targeted visitors to your website and therefore should be part of any kind of marketing budget that you have. So I think as we see that adoption increase, then likewise we're going to see more and more companies looking to not only hire external vendors, but also bring more and more people on staff to do that internally.
In terms of the best part of implementation, just to sort of review that a second, it really is, you think, to have people come on board in terms of corporations, and then additionally they could go to consultants and ensure that they've got people on the outside that are more specifically knowledgeable about a certain area.
Yeah, I think for most companies, bringing somebody on board that has a good understanding generally of best practices for search engine optimization, whether that's been their dedicated focus over the last couple of years or whether it's just a marketer or a web developer that has a good understanding of that, somebody that can act as a project manager is really the best way, especially if you're going to work with an external search engine marketing firm, because you want to make sure that there's somebody on the inside that speaks almost the same language, can act as a translator between all of the geeky technical jargon you're going to get from a search engine marketing firm and translate that to the internal marketing department, the internal technical department, and kind of be that liaison. I think that's a good step for a lot of companies. And then as they grow in their confidence and they start seeing that, yes, indeed, you know, optimizing their website is bringing more traffic in from Google and they are getting more conversions from Yahoo and they're seeing that it's, you know, a very worthwhile part of their overall marketing mix, then I think it makes sense, certainly for larger companies that have the resources, to actually start staffing up that department and be less reliant on external companies and maybe more reliant on their own internal people.
So what are the budgets for SEO at this point that you're seeing? Just a ballpark.
Budgets are definitely increasing across the industry as a whole. When you look at search engine optimization alongside search engine paid search advertising, and look at the overall search engine market and industry, we're seeing more and more companies increasing. In 2006, SEMPO put out a study, Search Engine Marketing Professionals Organization. They put out a study, and they did some research, and $9.4 billion were spent in 2006, and that was up from $5.8 billion in 2005, so it was almost 50% growth. We're going to see that $9.4 billion grow to about $11.5 to $12 billion this year. And along with that, a little bit earlier on in 2006, Jupiter Research did a study as well, and they found that among businesses that are spending money on search engine marketing, 24% of them are actually spending more than $500,000 a year, and that was up from 12% the year before. And expecting that to grow to 66% of companies that are spending over $500,000 on search marketing. So
wait. How? What kind of company is that? So the Fortune 500. That's kind of $500,000 is a Fortune 500 company.
I think it's a broad mix across medium to large companies. I mean, of course, you know, small startups are not going to necessarily have the budget to spend $500,000.
Yeah, I'd say.
I think the key takeaway here is that we're seeing a couple of things. One is that we are seeing, yes, paid search is becoming more broadly adopted, and along with that, we're seeing increases in spend there. But I think also we're seeing a lot of companies that have been spending money on a per-bid basis and realizing that that's starting to become too expensive, and so they're starting to adopt search engine optimization as a more organic approach to increasing their search engine traffic. And I like to think of search engine optimization as the equivalent of a public relations campaign, where you don't have as great a control as for example, put in a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal, but if you implement a great public relations campaign, you've got a good chance of journalists writing about your company. It's the same thing with search engine optimization. You're looking to influence and guide the search engines to understand that you do have great content, that you do deserve to be in the top results for a particular search query. And so it's not an exact, precise science where you can guarantee that it will happen. But if you use professional services or bring on a great team, then it's a low-cost way of actually increasing your exposure on the search engine results. And by that very nature, you know, you're going to increase your business. And a study was done a couple of years ago. When you compare search engine optimization, search engine marketing to direct mail, the average cost per lead from a direct mail piece was around $10, $11, and it was less than 50 cents for search engine marketing. So there's a lot to be had from there, and I think it's a very cost-effective way to increase revenue for any business. So I think you're going to see more and more companies allocating a budget to it, and that budget's going to come from maybe stealing a little bit away from existing offline channels to start with, but I think we're going to see it's slowly becoming more and more of a line item. And, the reports right now, anywhere from 4 to 5% of, most companies' marketing budgets is attributed towards search. But definitely smaller companies, the ones that are a lot more nimble and have limited resources, they're realizing that their best bang for the buck is to go with a search engine marketing campaign and certainly search engine optimization.
Very, very helpful. So final question here. So how does search engine marketing and optimization and social media really impact each other in your opinion?
Well, social media, certainly when you think of social media and you think of blogging, and if you look at the companies that are out there looking to instigate their own company blog, blogs have shown to be a great resource for any search engine optimization campaign because typically, you're adding great content. Every time you add a post, it's adding an additional page to your site that the search engines can find. Typically, each post is themed around a particular topic, so it's going to rank well on the search engine results for certain queries. And so it's a great way to combine the benefits of viral and a transparent conversation that happens on a blog with the search engine benefits of putting this great content out there. But then also we touched on earlier, for example, that one of the important things for a search engine optimization campaign is to get votes, to get these links pointing to your site so that the search engines say, yes, you know, this site should be at the top of the results. And I think that when you tap into networks such as, you know, you tap into MySpace or Dig, or you tap into Reddit or any of the big networks that are out there. And if you get, you know, if you create some buzz because you put out a guide or a great story, or you've got this report, a white paper, whatever it may be, and it gets onto Reddit or Dig or Netscape or something like that, you're going to have an influx of immediate visitors. But those visitors as well might talk about you on their blog. They might link to you from their website. So I think search engine optimization and social media optimization form a really good relationship. And that's why you see a lot of search engine optimization practitioners already becoming very influential in the social media optimization space, just simply because there's so much crossover there in terms of how they both work and how they can benefit each other.
Very interesting. Well, Andy, I'm going to thank you very much. As I'm conscious of your time, I've been talking to Andy Beal, who is an editor and internet marketing consultant. And Andy, thank you so much for being on Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You know, one thing I'd like to do is before we go is to have you tell people how they can get a hold of you. Obviously, they can Google you and all of that, but maybe you want to list your blog and some information.
Be delighted to. Yeah, the blog is marketingpilgrim.com, and there we cover internet marketing news and stories. But you can also just type in Andy Beal, B-E-A-L, on Google, and I am lucky enough to be the number one result. So I guess you could almost go type in Andy Beal and click the I'm feeling lucky, and you'd find me. But marketingpilgrim.com is the best way to find me, and you'll not only find the blog, but also you'll find all my contact information.
Great. Thank you very much, Andy. And this has been Jennifer Jones. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.